holidays, yeah, I guess just starting with Sunday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, thank you.
And somebody was coming down.
Also, like, if you could remember, or if you ever heard your mother tell about in some of the first, buildings, like hotels and things like that. Or,
well, of course, that Ponciana Hotel, they were working on that. Back in about 1896, I think it was started. But people had built homes up along the lakefront before that. And a few, all the settlers built right on the lakefront because the boats were the only way they had of getting back and forth. We were talking about the Bingham place and where the folks lived when they first came down. Dan used to tell a story about, the boys, they call themselves, would be out clearing, working outside, and they'd see a sailboat coming down the lake. They'd know somebody was coming down to see them, and they'd run in the house and tell the women folks that company was coming, so they'd have plenty of time to get all spruced up, all ready for them. I thought that was a cute story. But that was the only way people had of getting back and forth. And this Mrs. Bolton, the congresswoman from Ohio, she's one of the Bingham daughters that bought the place, the old homestead place.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling once about, she said she remembered the doctor and said when any of them would get sick down there, they'd send for the doctor and he'd come down at his, they call them naphtha launches. They were gasoline launches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way he used to answer his calls, too. Except on a bicycle over on the mainland. In West Palm Beach, he rode a bicycle. But if you had anybody up and down the lake that was sick, he'd get in his launch and go to him.
What did you do, like, about sending out letters and things like that?
Well, they had post offices here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking at lunch about the Dunkel boy and getting some facts about dates and things. The Dunkel boy's grandfather was Ed, and he had a store and post office here. It was the Palm Beach main post office.
Was it in the back part of the store?
Probably, or maybe just on one end of the counter or something like that. I don't imagine there was too much mail. There weren't too many families here then. So it was hardly anybody. Mr. had to bring in most of the people that worked on the hotel when he started to build it. And they had, I heard him tell they had a tent city at first, and then gradually they built places where they could room and live over in West Palm Beach, and most of the workmen lived over there in West Palm Beach.
What about, like, for movies or anything like that?
Hmm?
For movies, did they have movies?
No, they had movies eventually,
mm-hmm.
But that was after I was about half grown before they began to have movie pictures.
Mm-hmm. What did they call the buildings where they showed the movies?
Movie theater.
And,
Most of them were, some of them were made out of corrugated iron. They were just great big buildings. Just a big room and a piano player that played along with the picture. Silent movie.
Did he have any other place to work? I mean, did he just have
to stay? No, there weren't any hospitals here. Not for years. They finally got one small
there.
But everybody got sick, they had to go to Jacksonville, and that's nearly 300 miles away. He had to go up himself. He died in Jacksonville. I think he had probably a burst appendix. Finally, he got sick, and they took him to Jacksonville, and he was operated on there. I never have heard exactly what the trouble was. I was about 10 or 11 years old then.